Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of The Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up for Muhammad Ali. The great boxing champion appears on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week for a 39th time. And as part of the great exposure for the fighter nicknamed The Greatest, the magazine is also renaming an award in his honor. During ceremonies in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, the magazine changed the name of its Sportsman Legacy Award to the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award, for athletes demonstrating sportsmanship, leadership, and philanthropy. One of Sports Illustrated's editors is Paul Fichtenbaum.
There is no better tradition of excellence and influence than Muhammad Ali. Over the course of his life, Ali has been a catalyst for social, political, humanitarian change that has shaped the global culture and influenced generations of people. His list of accomplishments is long. His impact on our lives deep. We could not be prouder than to be here tonight to rename the award for him.
Several former boxing champions attended the event at the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville, including two who fought Ali. Larry Holmes scored a 10th round TKO over Muhammad Ali in 1980. It was Muhammad's second to last fight. He retired the following year after a loss to Trevor Burbick in the Bahamas. Larry Holmes says Muhammad Ali is a worthy recipient of this latest honor.
Well, you know what? I've known him a long time, and I think it's deserving. I think anybody who went through the things that he went through in the game of boxing deserves it. You know, a lot of times people go through it and they forget all about it. Until the end, at least he has the opportunity to see the people and see the ones who really cared about him.
Another boxing champion who really cares about Muhammad Ali is George Foreman, who got knocked out by Ali in the 8th round in the epic Rumble in the Jungle in Kinshasa in 1974. Big George had this to say in Louisville.
Well, this is a great honor, not only for Muhammad Ali, but it's a great honor for boxing. Finally, something good is done and said. Sports Illustrated is recognizing a guy that not only loved boxing, but he loved Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated has put only one other athlete on its cover more times than Muhammad Ali. Basketball great Michael Jordan has made 50 appearances on the cover. The basketball action should be exciting Friday evening in Yaounde, Cameroon. That's where Cameroon is hosting Nigeria, and Senegal is going against Angola in the semifinals at AfroBasket Women 2015. The four African women's teams are all playing for a berth at next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Only the winner of Saturday's final in Yaounde will secure direct qualification for the 2016 Rio Games. The African teams that finish second and third will advance to a FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament next year. Taking a look at Friday evening's action, Cameroon has won all six of its games in the tournament, while Nigeria has won five and lost one. That defeat was to Angola by 6 points. Cameroon is hoping a partisan crowd in Yaounde can help propel the team to its first ever appearance in an AfroBasket women's final. Nigeria, meanwhile, is aiming to reach the final for the first time since 2005, when it beat Senegal on its home court in Abuja to win the trophy. Taking a look at the Senegal-Angola semifinal, when these teams met in the group phase, the Angolan women won by 4 points, 50-46, so we could see another tight contest Friday evening. The Senegalese women have the proudest pedigree of any team on the continent, with 10 gold medals at AfroBasket. The Angolan women, meanwhile, they're the two-time defending AfroBasket champions. The Angolan women edged host Mozambique 2 years ago in overtime, 64-61, to win the trophy. Still with women's basketball, the best of five WNBA finals tip off Sunday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Minnesota Lynx will host the Indiana Fever in Game 1. Now, this is a rematch of the 2012 WNBA Finals, when Indiana defeated Minnesota 3-1. Indiana's Tamika Catchings was named the most valuable player in that series 3 years ago, and the Fever will once again be looking to Tamika to provide veteran leadership. The 36-year-old Catchings has said next season will be her last in the WNBA. Minnesota won the WNBA trophy in 2011 and 2013. The Lynx feature Maya Moore, one of the league's top players and last year's WNBA Most Valuable Player. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, my VOA colleagues Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will talk about their two favorite English Premier League football clubs.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
So this week, it's Arsenal versus Man U, because right now we're coming off a terrible defeat in UEFA Champions League. I hope we can turn it around.
What is it? One of the few teams to win in the Champions League.
I mean, Man City won.
I guess it's Manchester over London at this point, because Chelsea and Arsenal are just not feeling it.
Yeah.
Number one and two, both for Manchester. Best signing of the Premier League. Martial at the age of 19.
Well, I hope everyone can just see this evil look I'm just giving you right now.
I mean, and they can see the big smile on my face right now. So, again, Martial is the truth, as we talked about.
He's not the truth. He's not the truth.
He's as good as they get. I think it's, he's a new... Somebody said, was it the commentator last time? He said, this is not a new Henri. This is... the first Anthony Martial, so this is definitely about to be
legendary. Wow. Comparing it to an Arsenal player, how crazy is that?
Hey, man, you got to show respect when you get it. So, you better start believing in this hype.
I'm not believing in the hype because he's a new kid. He's a new kid on the block.
I'll call it right now. One goal by Martial this weekend, at least, or an assist. It's happening.
Have you ever heard...
Wenger's going to regret his statement. Him saving all his money and not spending it on anyone...
I will say that. I really do wish we did get a striker. I really wish we did. That's the only thing I was really. I mean, well, we have January season, transfer season coming around the corner.
But this is like a serious question. Do you think Wenger's going to be the guy to lead you guys to trophies again? Forget the FA Cups, the Premier League title. Is Wenger going to be the one? I've been saying.
I mean, to be honest, I think all our fans, we already know the answer. It's just the fact that he's done so much with our team. But it's not, I mean, he's not doing so much. He created Arsenal. He brought it back to his normal form.
He's being saved from embarrassment because of Mourinho having a very sloppy season.
Very true.
Rodgers somewhat. Liverpool, same thing. The usual.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, he's not a more
Chelsea is like what like bottom
15th. Yeah. Chelsea fans, it's okay. You're not fighting for relegation yet. Sorry.
If they get relegated, I'm gonna die laughing.
If they get in that zone, honestly, that's going to be a screenshot that I'll never forget.
Oh, my goodness.
So I hope Mourinho turns around. I'm lying. I hope he doesn't.
Right?
We'll see how it goes.
The two things I want right now is Chelsea and Liverpool get relegated.
I would not wish that on my
team. And Tottenham.
Oh, poor Tottenham. They haven't done anything.
It's just those three that would make my... I would screenshot it also. And that was it to all my friends.
But listeners out there, please, if you're a Chelsea fan especially, I know there's a few of you in Nigeria. So get back to us. No, seriously, let us know if you're okay. No, I'm kidding. But on Facebook, just let us know if you think Mourinho is going to get back from his slump, if his players are going to wake up. Ivanovic, yeah,
something's going on.
How bad is he? How good is he? Let us know on Facebook if you can.
Yeah, please do that. So let's do a little recap of this past weekend. Obviously, Arsenal won 5-2 to Leicester City.
Sanchez might wake up, we'll see.
Right now, he's actually in the top 10 for scoring for EPL right now, so I'm pretty satisfied.
It didn't take him much. So is Martial, by the way, also has 3 goals in the Premier League.
Oh, my goodness.
In 4 games. That said, this weekend, game to watch, of course, is
United. You already know it.
At the Emirates. So, we'll see.
Wear your colors Sunday. That's all you have to do. Wear them in pride, because you know it's going to happen.
And don't be afraid to say Wenger should get fired after United wins with a Martial goal.
I like the complete silence. That was a complete silence. Like,
I mean, I don't know.
Are you really serious? I'm not sure. Did you really just say that?
Or I think it has a mix of doubt and fear. That's what it sounds.
You're very brave on saying that. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
Hey, have a great weekend, you guys.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. A Sunny Side of Sports shout out for one of my Facebook friends in Ghana, Martins Abraham. Martins wrote on my Facebook page today, Friday, and he describes himself as Ghana boy. Ghana boy lives in Kafuri Dua, Ghana, and he works, Martins, for Electricity Company of Ghana, powering that area of Kafuri Dua. Another Facebook friend, Martina Brooks, writes from Monrovia, Liberia. Martina studied at the University of Liberia in Monrovia, and she works as a radio producer for the United Nations mission in Liberia. Thanks for writing, Martina. Martina is also a fan of the Lone Star, Liberia's national football team. Martina says Liberians are very proud of the team, which made the biggest jump of any squad in the October FIFA rankings. The Lone Star jumped 65 places to number 95 overall. Liberia's big move comes after a 1-0 victory over Tunisia last month in a 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier. Otis Russell, an operations manager at the Liberia Road Safety Authority, also sent me a Facebook message, and Otis also comments on the Lone Star. Otis says, under the watchful eyes of head coach James Deba, the Lone Star is shining brightly. Shine on, Lone Star, shine on. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for my Voice of America engineer this evening, Linus Rimkus. Kick it, Linus!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight,
we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight radio show. And you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight, hosted by Yahias Wuhib, immediately following the Sunny Side of Sports at 1800 UTC. In African athletics, one of our big stories this week on the Sunny Side of Sports was Kenya sweeping the men's and women's titles at the 42nd BMW Berlin Marathon in Germany. Eliud Kipchoge set a personal best of 2 hours and 4 minutes even to capture the overall crown. And Gladys Chirono also set a personal best. Gladys won the women's race in 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 25 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with both Kenyan winners in Berlin. First, here's Andy with Eliud Kipchoge.
Now, after Berlin, I need to go and concentrate and prepare and plan for Rio. But before Rio, this Berlin, Rio is still some 11 months to go. I need to run one marathon before Rio. But exactly, I don't know which one, but I need to go for one marathon and then go to Rio.
Because your record now is so impressive. Six marathons, five wins, and a second place. I mean, perhaps some might say, well, why run another marathon? But is it that you want to, before the Olympics, but is it that you want to keep in that groove? I mean, is there a danger of sometimes overtraining and not having enough racing?
Okay, 11 months is too long, and you need to have a race, another marathon to tell to put that and tested to put out the Rex and also the tail to put the undermine. Another marathon is coming. You know, it's the main thing is the mind, not the body. If the mind, if you train for 11 months, the mind might get tired. So it's better for the body to get tired than the mind to get tired. So I hope for both the mind and the body, then I'll have to have one marathon before Olympics.
So it's interesting because you've talked before about how important the mind is. So that would be one of the big spring marathons, I presume, next year.
Hopefully, yes.
Is there another danger? I mean, you're a man who seems to have avoided the dangers, the pitfalls of training. You've got the training right for the marathon. But, you know, I can imagine a lot of people say, if I'm going to the Olympics, I've got to train extra hard, or I've got to do more, I've got to do something different to what I have been doing. I mean, would you anticipate doing anything that much different?
Not really, but you know, I've been with my coach for the rest of my life in athletics, and I don't think I can have something, but I will continue with a normal program, and it will help me to come with a medal or with a gold medal in Rio. My program actually has been very good gives me good preparation, and that's what and that's the goal for each sportsman. That better preparation is better than if you prepare very well, then winning can come.
And you mentioned your coach Patrick Sang. So he's been with you from the start. I mean, people have talked about seeing you in 2003 winning that 5,000 meters on the track at the World Championships and beating Kenenisa Bekele, Hicham El Guerrouj, as well. Have you and Patrick plotted a long-term approach to your athletics career?
It's really a very long time. This is 12 years now. I have never been coached by anybody in my life in athletics. Yeah.
But when you came together, did you eventually say, or did you say to yourselves, well, one day it'll be the marathon, or was it a case of, well, let's get all we can out of your career on the track first?
We plan, actually my plan was to run very well for a ticket, which worked very well. After 2012, then we decided to move to the road and to the marathon. And the transition actually was good, and that's why I can say our plan and preparation actually are up to date.
How did you and Patrick Sang meet? Was it a chance meeting, or did somebody say, hey, you two should get together and one be the coach and one be the runner?
We come from the same village.
So it was as simple as that? You were like yes. Almost neighbours?
We are neighbours.
I mean, 12, well, more than 12 years, well, so let's say 12, 15 years ago. I mean, was it literally a case of you were in one house and he was in another in the same village?
Oh, it's maybe about 1 kilometre, 2 kilometres apart.
Well, I think the rest of the world's runners, or runners outside of Kenya, would just stand back and think, whoa, that's quite a story. Well, it sounds like you and Patrick Sang, your coach, will be planning as carefully as you've done already for 12 years or so for, well, all being well, that Olympic marathon in Rio. Eliud Kipchoge, the winner in Berlin this year. Thanks very much. Thank you, Eliud.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much.
Energetic Andy Edwards also caught up with the Berlin women's winner, Gladys Chirono. Once again, here's Andy.
Gladys, what a great day. You must be delighted. Did you expect such a result?
Yes, I was expecting to run under 220 because what I have done, I have trained very, very well and everything was so good.
One of your training partners back in Kenya is Mary Kaitani, the African record holder. She's run 2:18. There'll be some friendly conversation, I think, that you're almost alongside her now.
Yes, I'm happy for that. The training partners for their support, so I'm happy for them.
This is only your second marathon. Of course, we've got the Rio Olympics next year. Are your eyes going to be on qualifying for Kenya and running the Olympic marathon?
Yes, if I will be selected to be among those who will be going, I'll be happy for that.
You've broken 2:20 in only your second marathon. Is the next target, whenever you run your next, sub-2:19?
Yes, so I hope so. If everything goes well, I will run.
Well, good luck with that, and also with that Olympic marathon dream in Rio. Gladys Chirono, the champion in the women's race in Berlin. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, an Ivorian football star is the subject of my latest blog post. My latest blog post is titled Didier Drogba Making an Impact in MLS. And I write about how in the twilight of a great football career, the 37-year-old Drogba is now delighting fans and making a big impact in his inaugural Major League Soccer season. Drogba signed with the Montreal Impact and made his first start for the Canada-based club on September 5th. And talk about sudden impact. Drogba became the first player in MLS history to score a hat trick in their first league start. The still-powerful striker immediately showed his versatility as he recorded a perfect hat trick, scoring one goal with his left foot, one with his right, and one with his head in Montreal's 4-3 victory over the visiting Chicago Fire. In his first six matches for Montreal, the dynamic Drogba has scored 7 goals. Our VOA listeners can read my blog post at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Our friend in Lagos, Shagun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi, read my Drogba post and had this to say, "Nice one, Sonny. I'm keenly following Didier Drogba's career in MLS, and I featured him at least twice in my weekly Nightline Africa Sports, which our listeners can hear Sundays on The Voice of America." And then Shagun continues, "Together with Obafemi Martins, the Nigerian international, who is the highest paid Seattle Sounder in history, Drogba has ignited my interest in MLS. Shagun continues, "Drogba has retired from international football, but I hope Martins can reenact his Sounders FC goal-scoring form when he rejoins the Super Eagles." Magnus Chisholm Onwadiwe, the humble apostle of the sunny side of sports, who's based in Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria, also read my blog post and responded, "More goals to come from Drogba." Finally, another old friend, the old sports emperor, Barry Mon. Remember him? He checked in after reading my blog post. Barry writes, "Very nice job, Sonny Man. Crisp, cool writing that captures both the spirit and energy of Drogba's majesty. Thanks for sharing."
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sonny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on The Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 18.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
More basketball news now on the VOA. Steve Kerr, the head coach of the reigning NBA champion Golden State Warriors, has taken an indefinite leave of absence after having back surgery. The 50-year-old Kerr was a longtime player in the NBA. In fact, he was a former teammate of Chicago Bulls star Michael Jordan, won a few championships with MJ. Kerr also worked for a while as a TV basketball commentator, and now he is a champion coach. The Warriors say Kerr will be replaced on an interim basis by Luke Walton. Luke is also a former NBA player, and he's one of the sons of Hall of Fame center Bill Walton. And the sunny side of sports wishes Steve Kerr a speedy recovery from back surgery. The Warriors were one of 30 NBA clubs this week that officially opened their preseason training camps. Should be an exciting NBA season coming up. We'll see if one of those other 29 teams can dethrone Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors. Well, that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Linus Rimkus. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a great weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.